This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
So blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
I'll be
here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we've got about an hour left. We're here till 10 a.m. Eastern time to help you out with all of your gardening questions. We do have a couple people on the line, so I want to get right into those questions. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Rick is in New Hampshire.
Rick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Good morning.
I had a couple of questions.
Sure.
I started a couple of compost things. I started with one, like, 3x5, and it went from, like, 12 feet down to a foot and a half, and I realized that I couldn't turn it in the same spot, so I'm starting another compost, and I'm going to flip it over there. I got a thin area. And I'm putting everything that I think I'm supposed to be putting on there, a lot of grass trimmings, a lot of vegetables, and I want to bring up my worm count, because I understand that's very good. I have seven raised beds.
Yep.
And I've turned in some grass trimmings. I don't put anything on my grass. It's all organic, and all of my raised beds are organic. And I've turned in a lot of different things like topsoil and cow manure, and I realized I had a lot of clay in the soil, so I started turning in some straw and stuff, and I'm getting pretty aerated soil, and it looks really good. But I got a soil test that I wasn't too happy with, and so I need to get a soil test. And
okay.
I bought an electric cement mixer, which is really, really good at mixing up all kinds of things. So I'm slamming three or four questions at you all at once.
It's all good.
I'm trying to reconstitute all my potting soil, and I started a big growing room. And, you know, as these crops come up and I harden them, mostly vegetables, some flowers, I'm going to be transporting them to, and I noticed some of the things are very sensitive, on transplanting, so I got some jiffy pots so I don't have to disturb the roots.
Yep.
I take a jiffy pot and I put it in a bigger jiffy pot as they get growing. And, so I had pretty good luck last year just putting them in the soil. Some roots are very sensitive when you take them out of a pot, so I eliminated that issue.
Mm-hmm.
So the three or four questions I have is a good soil testing kit and constituting soil and fine-tuning my composting situation.
Okay.
I've been putting coffee grounds and eggshells and vegetable trimmings, and I started juicing and putting all the pulp in there, and now I'm going to do the turning over thing because my first compost bin is turned into a like I say, it went from 12 foot to a 1.5 feet, and I need to turn that and add things to it. The whole flipping stuff is a gray matter to me. I know I should have flipped that. I never have.
Yeah. So let's get started with the compost, right? So a couple things. They do have composters out there that are spinners, where you can spin them to kind of mix them up a little bit. So it's almost like that big compost area that you have, you know, you're going to have a lot of compost. You might not be able to put it all in a spinner, but maybe it's getting, you know, a pile, having that pile continuously breaking down over time, and then putting some into your spinner and spinning it that way to finalize some of that compost a little bit, get it into that next level so you can reuse that compost, so you can use that area that you have that's gotten too big to turn. So that's one way of doing it. The other way...
I have huge amounts of compost, and I'm going to be starting some more raised beds. All the compost I have is, you know, I'm just keeping it in the compost pile. I haven't really used any of it because I'm not sure of it, and I want to test the soil and stuff. I've been putting different things in there, and I'm not sure I have the mixture right, and I'd like to get the red worms going.
Yep.
This is the first year I've noticed some in my soil, which means I must be doing something right. But I'm at the point now where I really have to fine-tune the soil because I'm getting really, really serious about growing.
Yes, definitely. So to get a soil test, there's many ways to get it out, get it taken care of. You can send it out to multiple areas. Natural Alternatives does one. You can go on their website.
Natural Alternative?
Yep, naturalalternative.com. And they have a soil test kit. They'll send you some information with a little baggie that you fill and send back, and then they test it out. But you're going to specifically need to ask. So it's going to tell you what the elements are. If you're looking to find out some other things that are mixed into it, you might need to ask specific questions of them. So it might be best to call them tomorrow when they open up. So that would be a testing for the soil test to get that taken care of.
What about home test kits? Is there any that are worth it, or do I really need the fine tuning of like these people?
So the home test kits are only going to give you an average. They're going to, you know, the little simple test kit that's like 99 cents. You mix some water and the soil together. You put a tab in. You find out what color green it goes to or whichever. It's not going to give you an exact reading. You know, if you go into a pH meter that you stick into the soil, it's going to get you a decent number for your pH, but it's not going to tell you anything else. There's no other way other than really getting a good soil test done than finding out what's in there for the elements. You know, finding out how much nitrogen, potassium, phosphorus, calcium, magnesium, boron, all those elements that you need to grow and see what's really going on in there. So your best bet is to send it away to do that.
Okay.
Now, as far as the compost, and you said you've seen some of the red worms in there, you can actually buy some in off of websites. Some websites will actually sell you worms for composting, right?
Well, it comes down to the soil testing in my raised beds in the compost. I'm all for grabbing some worms, getting some worms and throwing them in, you know, the garden and the compost and everything, but I just want to make sure that the soil conditions are right so I don't kill the worm.
Well, understandable, and I think a lot of worms will live in most any compost to help break it down, so I think you could still add it, the worms, even before you get your test results back.
Okay.
That's up to you on how you want to do it, definitely. Another thing when it comes to the compost, on some of the ones that you're just starting up, they do have a compost starter from Espoma. It's organic, and it'll help break things down a little bit quicker and build up
compost
everything.
Starter?
Compost starter from Espoma.
From who?
Espoma.
Can you just spell that?
Yeah, it's E-S-P-O-M-A. And it's organic, so it'll be fine to put in any compost that you're looking to do and add to
okay.
it.
Okay.
That's going to help you understand what's going on with the soil that's there and really build up the nutrients of what you need to do. So adding that and then checking the soil test are, to me, the most important thing when it comes to this whole process. And then, you know, adding the earthworms or even they have the red wiggler worms that are best for compost. Adding those is going to be definitely helpful.
Okay. All right. Excellent.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I hope that helps, Rick. Enjoy and good luck.
It does. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I believe I have another call, but I'm going to hold off for a second here. We're about 45 seconds away from a break. I don't want to pull somebody on just to tell them to hold on. So those of you who are online on the calls waiting, I appreciate it. We'll get to you right after the break here. Everybody else can give us a call and get on those lines. We can help you out. Anybody out there looking for some things to do? There's tons of things to be looking up. One website I looked at earlier was the Old Farmer's Almanac. Almanac.com had some good things to be doing this time while we're stuck inside, so think about it. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right to them. Nathan, who's up next?
Chris is in Massachusetts.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning. I was wondering, can you plant helleborus roses now?
So the hellebore, is it already in a pot? Is it already growing? Or are we looking to start from start fresh? Really?
I'm actually thinking about going and buying some today. So
okay.
Probably in a container.
What I would do is, you know, buy them, get them, and start getting them ready outside. By bringing them out during the day, then bringing them out at night, I'd wait a few days before I planted them. Depending upon where you are in Massachusetts, you could be getting snow tomorrow. It could go.
I hope not.
Well, I'm seeing
in
certain.
I'm on Cape Cod.
Okay, so you might not get any, right? So you might not. But you could definitely get them. I've seen them at garden centers right now. But I just start to get them acclimated to outside. Bring them out during the day. Bring them in at night when it's going to be real cold. Or if we get some of those warm nights, leave them out overnight until they harden off. Because some of them are going to be full leaf, full leafy. Some will even have some flowers on them. You know, some of the winter hellebore. But you just need to get it used to the outside, because if it freezes or it gets real cold, it could do more damage to the plant than help, right? Oh. So by bringing them in and out for a few days, maybe a couple weeks, to get them acclimated is the best way to do it, to get them so they can just be outside and in the ground. Now, the other thing is, I look the past few days of temperatures on the soils in Massachusetts, right? And the soil temperatures aren't really that warm as they could be. They're in the 40s. To grow a lot of plants, we want it to be in the 50s, the soil temperature. that's what I would take a look at. You know, there's a website online that I've been looking at, but I can just, as an example, I can put Falmouth, Mass out there just as a point of interest here. And it's saying that the five-day temperatures are 45 degrees. So we're still a few days, maybe even a week or so, before I'd be putting anything in the ground just because of the cold would just be too much for a new plant like that.
Okay, so it's like if I put them outside for a few hours and then like every day maybe do a little bit more, bring them in at night for a couple weeks until it gets warmer.
Yeah, and you kind of, so you, you know, you could leave it outside during the day when it's, you know, above freezing, obviously. You know, make sure the sun's out when you put them out, because I know earlier in the day, this morning when I woke up where I am, it was 22 degrees. You know, and it's already warmed up here. Well, it hasn't warmed up great, but it's 27. But you know what I mean? As the day goes on and the sun gets a little bit higher, it'll warm up. So you can leave it out during the day that period and then slowly leave it out a little longer each day. So say you bring it in at 5 one day, the next day like 5:15, 5:30, then continue it so it gets a little bit you know, colder each day as it goes, or it acclimates a little more. That's the whole process of hardening off.
Oh, okay, great, because I was going to do like an hour or so, but that's good to know. So thank you so much.
No problem, and good luck.
Okay, thanks. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Got about a minute before the break here. Think we can introduce somebody, Nathan, or should we hold off?
Peter in New Hampshire sitting here, if you want to say hello.
All right, Peter, I'll bring you on here. I didn't want you to think we were forgetting about there, but we're almost at a break. So how are you doing today?
Pretty good. I'm hanging in there, Patrick. I hope you're doing well, too. Couple of questions. Really, it's just about trimming back bushes. We've got a couple of golden barberries and some yews, and I wanted to trim them back. The yews, I don't want to take much off, just, you know, growth from the last year or so.
Okay.
I was wondering when the best time is to do that.
Okay, perfect. So you could actually be doing that now in the next few weeks as the days are warming up. If you want, I can go over the practices of how to do it on the other side of the break, if that makes sense to you.
Sure, yep.
All right, so hang tight with me, Peter. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back to answer those questions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the Revolver Spray Gun, and use a Color Storm Sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at graham.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The person President Trump named to coordinate the nation's response to the coronavirus has been tested for the virus. And this morning, Vice President Mike Pence says he and his wife both saw those results come back negative. They were tested yesterday after a member of Pence's staff had been diagnosed with it. More than 300 people in the U.S. have died from the COVID-19 virus, and at least 25,000 people are infected, according to Johns Hopkins researchers, who note that many more people are likely infected, but they simply haven't haven't been tested yet. The first procedural votes on a huge economic stimulus package in response to the virus are expected in the U.S. Senate later today. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says they're still talking with Republicans about exactly what it will look like.
We're not there yet, but we're working all night, and we're making very, very good progress.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Peter. He had a couple questions in regards to pruning. He has a yew and a barberry. Now, let's start with the yew. So the yew should be pruned early in the season. I like to always, you have plenty of time right now. You can prune it all the way up to, I'd say, the beginning of July. I don't like to go any further than that because the temperatures are warm. What'll happen is you'll notice when you do some of the pruning, it will actually turn brown. Anything that's right on the tips there. Because it's been covered in the shade for most of the season. It's getting the full sun and starting to burn. So it's something that you can do. I like to do before July 1st.
Okay.
And then you can do it again in the fall if need be. But just, you can take a third of the green off of it. You can take as little as you want off of it just to kind of, you know, get some of that new growth. But it's going to allow it to regrow. So you might end up doing a little bit more later on, but I'd still do it before July 1st because of the heat. Okay. When it gets warm like that, it dries out the fresh cuts quicker, takes water away from the plant, and that's why you're starting to see browning, etc. on them at that time of year. Now, as far as the barberry, you could do it now without a problem. What I would do is cut out some of the branches that might be on, you know, kind of rubbing up against each other to thin it out a little bit. That might be a little harder. A lot of the barberries have those spikes on them, the thorns, right?
Yeah.
Just kind of watch where you're, how you're pruning in there. But any ones that's kind of leaning on each other or rubbing up against each other, get rid of one of those. Because when they rub up against each other, the bark starts to peel off, it gets weaker, and it allows pathogens, diseases, insects to get into the plant a little bit easier, okay?
Oh, okay.
The other thing is, if you can thin out the middle a little bit, where it's not like covered with the leaves, so that you can, so it's not fully, the whole plant's not covered in leaves, right? So the center you can thin out a little bit to allow some airflow to go through, just to help any disease or pathogen not want to come in there, because the airflow moves easy, so it stays on the drier side on the inside. But you could do that in the next week or two. I see no problem with that, of cutting either one of them. But just realize the later on in the season you go, the worse on them. And both of these, you know, you're looking for, you said it was a golden barberry?
Yes. Yep.
So, I mean, you're looking for the foliage to be there. It's not like you're worrying about like a flower or anything. And the same thing with the yew. So that's why you can prune it multiple times. You're not going to cut anything back or ruin anything on the plant. So you could do that soon to get the shape done, but realize you're probably going to have to do it again in a couple months just to shape it if you'd like to.
Yeah, I don't mind doing it again. It's the you know, the barberries are getting a little out of hand. They're about 3 feet high and about 3 feet wide, and they've done really well for a number of years. And they grow, of course, they grow a little more every year, and we trim them, and you know, they look pretty decent. But there's a lot. I think they need a fair amount of sun, and now seems to be a lot of shade in the backyard, and I've got to do a lot of trimming and tree trimming and all that, and try to get some more sun in there. But the barberries, I think, have been the last couple of years. I haven't been able to trim them. We've had I haven't been able to get it done, and they got a little leggy, and then the winter snow got to them, kind of bent them out of shape a little bit, and so I thought, you know, okay, 3 feet high, 3 wide, maybe I'll go 2.5 feet high, 2.5 wide, and just kind of shave, you know, about 3 inches all around to bring it in, you know what I mean?
You could definitely do that. The general rule of thumb when it comes to pruning is you can do a third. You can cut back by a third. That's a general rule of thumb. So 3x3, you can cut it back so it's 2x2, right?
Right.
That would work for you. But start with taking a look and see, you know, any of the cross branches first. Then cut out any of the dead wood that you might see in it. Some might be dead from the winter, etc. You can't tell if it's dead or not, scratch the bark a little bit. Maybe take the pruner and scratch and see if it's green underneath.
Right, and you see the green. Yeah, I think your father taught me that one. Yeah.
Yep. So then you'll be able to see, you know, it might just be in its winter time and not showing, you know, it just might be extra woody. Looks dead, but it's not, right? So that's why I want you to scratch. But get rid of any of the dead, because the dead, the plant is still trying to save that area, still focusing on it. You want to take its attention away from there and focus on the rest of the plant. So that's why you want to get rid of any dead, the cross branches, just to help yourself from having any issues long term, right? So it's preventative type maintenance, and that's what you're doing with this.
Okay, and for rebound fertilizer, for the barberries, plant tone, and the yew, holly tone?
Perfect. Those would be the two I would use. You could use the holly tone easily on the yews. Anything that's evergreen. So you'd want to use it now in the spring. You could use it in the next couple weeks. And then again in the fall, but just at half the rate.
Half the rate, right. Yeah, okay. All right, that's great stuff. Something else really fast. Funny, I hadn't heard it, and this lady mentioned it. I think it was a lady down in Cape Cod or something. She had a septic issue, and she was talking about that liquid aerator stuff, that hose and sprayer stuff. So you don't put a whole lot of stock in it, huh?
Well, so this is the thing, right? They've had pelletized gypsum in the past, which does that.
Right.
And it kind of went off the shelf and off the market because it didn't work as well, and people weren't using it as much.
Yeah, I noticed it wasn't around quite as much. I think your daddy told me about it way back when, and I had used it, but I don't see it on the box stores. I don't see it like I used to.
There wasn't as much of a demand for it, whereas if you look at a lot of the bagged fertilizer like that, there is a lot of demand out there for it to break it up.
Right.
I know what I'm putting down. The liquid, you mix it. There's a lot of variables, right? The pelletized area The pelletized product is made, you know, to be pelletized, you know what's in it. You know what's going to be in each one of them, whereas the liquid, if you spray too much in one area, is it going to do more here than the other area? Is it mixing correctly? You know, all those things. Yep. So that's kind of why I would rather go with the pelletized myself.
Yep. To definitely, love my lawn one? Is that what you
yeah,
were
Yeah, it's
saying?
Love Your Soil. Love Your Soil. It used to be called Love My... I think it used to be called Love My Lawn, Love My Soil, but they changed it to Love My Soil.
Jonathan Green.
Jonathan Green, yeah. If you can't find that one, Natural Alternatives has one that's called Sulfur from their website. They could ship right to your house if you, you know, say we get into a point where you can't get out. They can ship right to your house, so.
Okay. Does that acidify, though? Does that acidify?
It doesn't acidify. What it'll do is it actually helps break up the clay, but it also helps release trapped nutrients. Nutrients that couldn't be released because there is too much of it, or there's other nutrients that are holding them there. So it'll slowly release some of those into the soil, allowing them to really come back and work the way you want to. It's a great product, especially if you know you have a lot of nutrients in there, but you're not getting the...
still locked up, yeah, the stuff.
Yeah, so that's why I like it so much myself.
Okay. All right. Yeah, great information. Glad I got a chance to speak with you, Patrick. And take care. Have a good rest of the weekend.
Thanks, you too, and thanks for the phone call. And have a great one.
Absolutely. Yeah, you too, Patrick. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Paul's in Massachusetts.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. So the question is about my lawn. I've had lots of problems with it over the last several years. So I did do the Centerwood Natural Alternative for the soil sample, did the sampling last weekend, got the results just a couple of days ago, and I'm looking at it and I'm trying to interpret of, you know, what do I do next? And basically, that's why I'm calling, you know, what should I do? The phosphorus is really high. Potassium and the magnesium are very low. Those are the three things that really jump out. And that's, you know, I went onto the Natural Alternative website. It wasn't clear to me what products I should buy or what should I do next.
Okay. Now, what I would actually ask you to do is if you could send me that test results. Did they send it via mail or email?
They emailed it, yes.
I was hoping you could send it to me so I could take a look at it as well. I'll do the best I can right now to give you some information based on what you've told me. But if I can look at it, I can kind of see some things and give you some things to do with it. You can email me at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com.
Okay, so paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Okay.
Yep. So, you know, for an example, say, so I always look at what's in there. You know, obviously it's nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. Our soils have tons of phosphorus in it already, and a lot of the fertilizers for a number of years had phosphorus in it. If you notice in a garden center now, it's all phosphorus-free.
I see.
Right? So phosphorus-free because it is natural in there, and there are lots of phosphorus in the soil. So that's kind of why they've gone that way. But phosphorus is for good root growth. It's good development with shoots. It's helping plants, etc. So having a lot of it, you kind of look at it and say, well, why isn't the lawn growing, or why isn't this doing well? So it's another element that's in there. Sometimes... you can't see it, but, you know, magnesium, you said it was low on there, but I'd like to know how low, what they compare it to, number-wise. Is there enough boron in the soil to help do some of those things to really activate it? You know, what's the pH of the soil? Did they give you that?
Yeah, you know, I have the whole thing right in front of me. Surprisingly, the pH was great. It was 6.2, and the range is 6. 6.8, so that was in range.
Okay.
Whereas, you know, the phosphorus was 181, the expected range was 50 to 80, and potassium, you know, was 68, the range was 140 to 230, so pretty low. magnesium 67 range was 150 to 300, so also very low.
Okay.
Calcium was pretty good, was just a shade under the normal range. So okay, I was expecting it to be a very acidic, but it wasn't.
So what I'd like to see you do, just based on that, and I'd still like you to send it to me so I could see everything, wrap my head around it a little bit. Look into using the product that Natural Alternative has, sulfur. Okay, yep. You could also go to a local garden center. It's called Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. But sulfur is the same product from Natural Alternative. Putting that down helps release trapped nutrients, and some of that phosphorus is trapped right now. Okay? It'll help break down some of the other elements that they might not be showing on that soil sample that are holding some of those in there. So this sulfur, putting it down, you usually do it at 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. I believe it's a 30-pound bag, so that gives you 2,500 square feet. Okay? Putting that down is going to help start to release some of those trapped nutrients. You do it multiple times to really get it going, and you'll notice the phosphorus will start to be active and help with the root development of whatever's going on there. Again, I'd still like you to send it to me so I can wrap my head around it and take a little bit more time to look at it in depth. So hopefully that I can help you with that, all right?
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Paul. Have a great one. We'll be back.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub. It's a product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're wrapping up the show here, but we do have a call, so I want to get into that, and we'll wrap up. Actually, the commercial break seemed a little bit too long. I get it. We've got lots of things going on today. So we'll wrap up the show here. We'll just talk a little bit about what's going, what you can be doing. You know, let's hopefully you haven't put the shovel away. We could get some snow in some of the areas in New England tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. So that sounds like lots of fun. Being sarcastic, hopefully it comes across on the radio. But spring hit, and we finally get in our pretty much our snowstorm of the winter, right? So that's hitting us now. We're taking a look into what else we, you know, what else is going on out there. Get into your gardens this week. Get it cleaned up and worked up. Think about, you know, what you're going to do this year. If you get some seeds, start from seeds indoors this year. They have tons of different products that you can build, like your own little hot house with a plastic cover to go over it to keep it warm, to help push the growth. I know we've had some, we talked about potatoes earlier today. I bought potatoes yesterday from the garden center just to try it at home this year with the kids. And had some cool ideas of what to do with them. You know, maybe putting a couple tires and building them up as they grow. And always constantly filling soil around them until it gets about four tires high. You know, maybe about a couple feet tall, right? The potatoes will grow all the way up from the bottom to the top. It's pretty cool. There's a lot of other ways to do it. But that's a cool process to do it. It's just, it gives you more than just one crop, right, in that area. So you can go up vertical versus horizontal. So that's something to think about doing with the seeds. As I've said a couple times today, if you're bringing home some seed starter fertilizer, some seed starter soil or other soils, wet the soil before you put your seeds in them. I always like to take that extra step so the seed just doesn't go all the way to the bottom when you water it, or it floats to the top if there's too much water, that type of thing. We're trying to keep it in place. So water the soil before you put any seed in it, and then put it onto the into the seed, compact the soil around it, and let it go. Get some good sun. A lot of you might be looking at grow lights or things like that. Those would be very helpful to do, especially if you don't have a lot of sunlight or a lot of windows in the sunlight. I know at my house I have one window in the area that gets the most sun. It's right next to the kitchen table, so it's hard to have plants right on there, right? So maybe I'll be looking into a grow light. Who knows? But something to do with the family. My kids have been home all last week. They're going to be home for at least the next 2 weeks with daycares closed. And I have to say my wife has taken it and just run with the kids and done an amazing job. She always has done an amazing job, but I have to say, I look at it right now and say, wow, I couldn't do this. She's incredible. For anybody who was a daycare teacher or a teacher in general, you deserve millions. They've said it all over the internet this week, but you guys do amazing jobs. To everybody out there who's on the front lines, taking care of everybody who's sick, you know, your first responders, your nurses, everything. You guys are awesome. I thank you to everybody who's helping anybody that they can. You know, they are touched by a lot of these things all day, and I don't, you know, I couldn't do it myself, but thankful to all those who do it and are trying to help us get through this pandemic that's going on. You know, think about some things you can do during this. Get out in the garden and enjoy yourself at home. If you don't feel safe going to a store, a lot of places might ship it to you or bring it to the curbside. Who knows? Check out with them. But if you're looking at seeds, take a look. Maybe get some of the lettuces that grow quick and then have some that go further on, because the growing degree days or the days till germination are some of the things that you're looking for to be more successful if you're looking for something right away. So just take a look into that this season. We're going to do this. We're going to make it through. Everybody's going to make it through. And we're going to work our way to be better. So get out there. Keep your distance from each other when you're out there. 6 feet, right? Keep that distance and be safe and good to each other. But, you know, I say this every week, but I think it's a little bit more important right now. Get out there, plant something, and be good to each other. This is all we got. So get out there and enjoy yourself. We'll talk to you in a week. Have a great one. See you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.